Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to True Talks with Ofeo Fay. I'm glad to have you on here today. And we're going to be talking today about relationships after the COVID vaccine. All right. I hope you all can hear me very clearly. Welcome to True Talks with Ofeo Fay. And today we're going to be talking about COVID. And I hope many of you that are on that you are doing well. Regardless if you were vaccinated or not vaccinated, I hope you all are doing well. And we're going to just be doing a review about our relationship after COVID. You know, it's a real kind of emotional thing. And I think some of us just passed through this great trauma of the pandemic, and we never really get to talk about, you know, how it made us feel personally on a personal level, you know. All right, and now we're going to be talking about that on another level, okay? I hope you all can hear me. Give me a heads up. Let me know you can hear me, Facebook people. Okay. Let me know you can hear me. All right. Action needed. Too low FPS speed. What is that now? Oh, my God. This thing always messing with me. What is the FPS speed? What is that now? I tell you, you know, sometimes, you know, I know when things like this happen, it's just the vibe, man, the vibe. We're going to get right into it, just Facebook people. I'm trying to work some, Block Talk people are trying to work out some kinks on Facebook to see if everything is okay. All right. All right, 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 right. Okay, I'm just checking here because I need some feedback, people. Give me some feedback. Let me know if you can hear me, yes or no, on Facebook Live. All right. Block Talk. Give me a thumbs up. Let me know. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Let me know if you can hear me on Block Talk as well. Okay? Just press one. That way, that's a thumbs up. Press one for me. Let me know that you can hear me very well. Appreciate it. Let me know. Just press one on your phone and let me know if you can hear me well. Okay? That's me at Block Talk, people. All right. So we're hooking this up, and we see if we got it going on here. All right. Okay. All right. Let me put a little bit of music on first here and see if we're on and we're good to go. Let me see. Don't gag me. This is a gag. All right. Okay. So we're on Block Talk. I know I can hear the music. I hope you can hear me too. Okay. All right. So we're going to go from here like this. Okay. All right. Let's Let's go. Let's go. Blog Talk. Facebook. What's up? What's going on? What's going on, people? All right. I hope y'all are well. You know, I hope everybody's doing well. While I'm going here. Najeesha, okay, you're logged in. And are you receiving my replies? All right, my feed is... you know, they got all this technical stuff on here. I haven't the slightest idea what they're doing. All right, I got 5 comments here going on. What's going on with this comment? Okay. Your reactions. All right, people. If somebody can get through to me, get through to me, let me know that we're good to go. Okay? Okay. All right. And you hear me on the live, people. Let me know. Somebody let me know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to start, you know, I'm just trying to get some feedback from some people so I can know what's up here. They keep telling me I have low something or the other, some low feed or something or the other. And, okay, I'm live. I'm going to add my life to my story. Oh, I can't add my life to my story while I'm on Facebook. That's a flaw. That's a flaw. You should be able to add your life and share what's going on to your story and still stay on your life. Okay, very good. All right, I got confirmation finally from someone that they can hear me well, okay? And so now we're going to begin our talk here. And remember, if you're listening from Block Talk Radio, you can call in to Block Talk and press 1 when you're ready to speak to the host. So the Block Talk number to call is 3067. Again, that's 563-999-3067. Okay, so today we're talking about relationships after COVID, and what can I say, you know, the pandemic had us isolated, separated, afraid to touch each other, afraid to hug. Ooh, and I'm getting so emotional right now because I remember those times of the pandemic, and it was a time that I lost one of my grandsons. And and, you know, people, you know, at that time, we had just finished with the pandemic, and people were now allowed to, like, bury their dead. You know what I mean? But before that, you can imagine what people went through, the psychological trauma of having somebody you love and care about to die, and then you weren't allowed to go to the funeral. It was difficult to mourn and give people a proper send-off and all of these type of things. And these things, even though they're past, I know people still, you know, they're still grappling with the idea, like, what the F happened? Like, what was that? Okay? Given that, you know, all the information that's out there is so confusing about how it started, even how it started, how it ended, the amount of people that died, you know, and all of this stuff. And now the after effects are in our face. I mean, some relationships have never went back to the same. Never. Okay? I know I lost one of my colleagues, not because they got the COVID or because they died or anything, but because they refused to be with me anymore. They separated themselves from me, being one who is non-vaccinated. I'm a non-vax. You know, I did not take the COVID. I didn't even never took a COVID test. Never. Okay? So, I'm one of those that, you know, was highly discriminated against. You know, a lot of people, you know, were highly discriminated against who didn't take the vax. And people, you know how it was before, you weren't even permitted to talk about it. You weren't even permitted. They would ban you the minute you mentioned COVID or vaccine on Facebook. They would put you in jail. They put a fact check and all of this type of thing. But now, all of the information is coming out in the open, right? Coming out in the open, right? And people are, oh my God, you know, the lies, you know, all of these things. And many people are sorry that they took the vaccine. Okay? So when we begin to, you know, analyze all of this, I mean, look at all the stuff that happened. People lost their jobs, okay? People lost their homes. People lost their relationships, husbands, wives, separated, children, you know, a lot of disparity because people in the family took it, some people in the family didn't take it. Even in the Orisha circles, some priests took it and some didn't take it. And some were putting mandates on other people, like, if you're not vaccinated, don't come to my house. You know, these kinds of things. And the pressure that people were under mentally, psychologically, to vaccinate was tremendous. It was just tremendous. I mean, it was from every angle. You couldn't travel in some places. You couldn't even go into a place where you, in a grocery. In some places, you couldn't do certain things. I mean, but you know, human beings and human resilience. Human beings, they can get something done with every block. That's human beings for you. When something is blocked, right? Human beings jump in, okay? Human beings jump in, okay? And, okay? And they jump in, okay? All right, everybody. I'm getting a double feedback now.
Okay.
I'm getting the double feed. I was watching myself on on Facebook, but I'm watching myself and I'm seeing all the comments, but on the live, I'm not seeing any comments. How is that? Facebook, how did you get that, dude? Okay, whoa, something interesting. Okay, so let me look at it from here. Let me see what's up with this here. This is weird. Yeah, so a lot of us were, seeing everything happen, feeling so helpless, you know, especially the non-vaccinated people. The non-vaccinated people, I got to tell you, they were scared and paranoid and, like, saying, oh, man, you know, I'm like one of them. You have to come with a gun, pull me down, tie me up in order for me to take the vaccine. It's just, I mean, from the long vaccination history, of vaccines, we always knew vaccines was a problem. There's always some side effect. There's always something. Any kind of drug. And because this thing happened so fast, so abruptly, this plan that they went through, some people call it the pandemic, and because this happened so fast, right, some people were caught up in the trap and took the vaccine, people who wanted to travel, people who had to travel for work, people who work in certain vocations, that they were said, either you take the vaccine or you don't work here anymore. Imagine. And a lot of people are dealing with that. Still, they're still dealing with those after effects of into them during the vaccine, right? So let me share something with you guys from, as you know, I always try to do my little research and everything. So let me share something with you guys, right? Okay. And I hope you all are hearing me well, because, you know, sometimes, you know, these things be acting crazy. Okay. So here on The Guardian, there's an article. It's like 6 months old, more than 6 months old, and it's in regards to the relationships after COVID. So here the writer is, his name is Andrew Messenger. Okay, cool name. Says, while life has largely returned to normal since the pandemic, many relationships have not. I know, like, you know, I don't know, because, anyway, but let me read this short article. It's not very long. I'm going to read it for you guys, right? And anybody have any questions, they can raise their hands, you know, and, all right, thank you very much. Okay, they can raise their hands and speak, okay? You know, you can raise your hand or type in your response, and I'll try to respond back, okay? It says, Jamina Petch, right, had a first-hand view of the deteriorating state of Australia's romantic relationship during the COVID pandemic. A clinical psychologist and the head of practice at Relationships Australia, Queensland, Hitch says, without the pressure relief valve of regular external activities, stress builds up inside many relationships until they burst at the seams. I think I did in a past show where we spoke about some statistics went down on the of murder suicides that happened during the pandemic. Some couples, especially quote unquote dark skinned people, you know, quote unquote misnomer black people, in their population, right? So the article continues to say you didn't have the workplace relationship or your hobbies and friends to go to have those conversations, she says. Everything focused in this one place. But long after the last lockdown ended, things don't seem to be improving for many couples around the country. Now, this 6 months or so ago is this article, right? Mm-hmm. It's leaving some experts wondering if the pandemic has had a permanent negative impact on Australia's love life. Woo! Ain't that something? Okay? So, you know, and so this is saying that the phones continue to ring off the hook at RAQ. That's where the person, the relationship psychologist works. RAQ Relationships Australia Queensland, RAQ, right? And it said, whereas once there were fights around predictable dates, such as Christmas and state of origin, call takers now say it's always busy all the time. Oh, buddy, people reaching out. The average call has also grown more complex, increasing from 45 minutes per pandemic to about an hour a day. Clients are presenting with higher levels of complexity and distress and are at high risk than ever before, RAQ CEO Natasha Ray says. Okay, it's the same story in Victoria, according to Relationship Matters CEO Maya Adibegovic, who says the state's repeated lockdown left many families in turmoil. It changed family dynamics. It changed dynamics in all relationships, she says. It would be quite unrealistic that end of the pandemic that those issues would become automatically resolved. And that's the truth. But people are acting like, oh, everything is back to normal. But I know so many people are like still hiding in their homes. When you reach out to them, they have like one word responses. I mean, you know, seriously, whether it's even by the phone, one word response. Oh, how are you doing? How are you doing? Just checking on you. Yeah, okay, good. I'm like, what? Are you good? Really? Mm-mm. You know? So you could imagine the amount of depression and all of these things that are going on with people. And imagine, you know, not being able to touch people because of fear of either contracting the COVID or fear of, you know, giving it to somebody. So, we had a basically a COVID wing here in the house. You know, anybody, you know, in the home said they had COVID, not me, ever, not me. Anybody who said they had COVID, they went in the isolation room. You know, they were getting treated like royalty, breakfast, lunch, dinner, in bed, and all these things. You know, room service, knock on the door, put the food down like, you know, they're a prisoner. You know, but this is what was going on, you know, and that was in place of like, please don't go to the hospital. People were so scared of going to the hospital with all the horror stories and everything. So now there's a caption here by Natasha Ray, the head of the RAQ, and she says, mental ill health is the number one factor placing pressure on our closest relationships. It's the truth. It's the truth, okay? Imagine, you know, me, just, you see how I just got teary-eyed just even thinking about the pandemic and what happened and the loss and everything. And when we're talking about loss, we're not just talking about you know, the people that died, the people that were left behind. I mean, I had, two of my very closest allies cut me off like I was a hot potato. They just dropped me on the ground like a hot potato. And I'm talking like long-term relationships, 30 years plus, dropped me like a hot potato, okay? And at first, I felt upset. I felt offended. And then in my own mind, I resolved that, like, I'm lucky because no telling what would happen if, you know, I got really close and, you know, and she, you know, and all this stuff that would happen. But the whole thing was so confusing, so confusing. But imagine people putting mandates on you, sometimes even your own family, putting mandates on you, like, to pressure you into vaccinating. I know parents were the father is saying vaccinate, the mother saying no, you know, this and that, then end up in court. I know of a case like that, end up in court, they end up the mother being arrested because she was charged for, like, you know, endangering the children's lives, you know, and all this stuff. And, oh, my God. So, you know, a lot of stuff happened. A lot of stuff happened. But let me run down a little bit facts for you all. So, okay, let me finish with this. It says, so more older people, she says, are filing for divorce. Well, I got an automatic divorce because I was already separated. You know what I mean? I was already separated. Okay? And so even though, and I'd like to make a note here, even though we, in our relationships with each other, especially in the spiritual circles, you know, we here in the West and all over the world, we have a very strong relationship with the people, particularly in Africa, particularly in Nigeria. Many of us have, you know, our babas, our spiritual family. We have extended family over there. And so, you know, that situation never presented itself of feeling like you're separated from your godparents. Well, at least for me, it never presented itself like that because, you know, the relationship was a long-distance one anyway, right? The relationship that you had more closer to home, I think, affected people more, okay? And I saw a chart where there were, in the first phase of the pandemic, when they first introduced the vaccines, that they didn't, and I don't know if it was deliberate because nowadays you cannot even trust anything you read, period. You got to read your own common sense into it or your own inner sense. You got to use your inner sense to discern what is truth and false, you know. But some people overseas, a lot of people, how I saw that that map, was a lot of people in Africa did not. They had it color-coded, like who, you know, the people that were vaccinated and stuff. And they barely had anybody vaccinated in Africa. And even I was noticing because I remember when the pandemic was in full flush, you know, when it was in full steam ahead, I made a plea to my voodoo, the Voodoo Federation over there, you know, of Togo, and asking them to, include us in their ritual and pray for us and everything over here in the West, to pray for us that this whole thing didn't affect us. And the president, Ibaye Tunu, you know, that's giving him praises and sending them off in the ancestral world. He's since passed. The president came on, he did a video and everything talking about us and you know, had the big, they had the big ceremony and everything. All the voodoo people were out. You know, I think it's on the page on American Ifa. If you look at American Ifa on Facebook, you might find it. The Honorable Mensa, he on for us, you know. And, oh, my God, and I think it made a big difference. You know, vibrations are make a lot of difference. But you could imagine all the people who are in distress, all the people who are in, like, confusion, you know, and everything, and how it made them feel, okay? So even, you know, separating from your job, oh, my God, it's just too much. Separating from the people you love, you work with, all of this thing, oh, my God, it was just too much. It was just too much. Some people went into a permanent state of depression, I'm telling you, okay? So the RAC, the RAQ, says they noticed a spike in one demographic in particular. It says, my staff has noticed that older people that had been in relationships for a long time, pandemic, and are ringing for the information on divorce. It's unusual, they say. So the data from the Australian Institute of Family Studies shows the median age of divorce has grown steadily since the 1980s to 43 for women and 46 for men. The 2021 divorce data saw the biggest rises when compared with 25 years ago in couples over the age of 50. Oh, my goodness. I can imagine, you know, people don't want to be bothered. Okay, they were like, oh, my God. So they're saying that said mental ill health, either diagnosed or undiagnosed, this is a note, is the number one factor placing pressure on closest relationships, Ray says. Okay? Yeah, that feeling of loneliness grew. Imagine, and America has so many lonely people. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess it's all over the world because people don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know how to relate to each other. We disagree about so many things, you know. So all of that is part of, you know, what has made, you know, this trauma that we went through so difficult, okay? Okay, thing concerning now, discrimination, right? Now, that's the part that I want to talk about because a lot of people got discriminated. I got discriminated by my peers in Ifa, particularly some Yanifas and the closest Yanifa to me that was closest to me. Okay? Guys, I'm telling you, I got kicked out of American Ifa, literally. Even though I'm still tied to the page in some way, and I feel like if I leave off the page that it's going to destroy the efficacy of what was presented in the beginning. But there's no relationship, and this had happened between from the pandemic. This happened during the pandemic. So it's been some years, 1, 2, 3 years, right, since I've not been in collaboration with my god sister on American Ifa in anything. I've been excluded from everything, except that my image, you know, not my image so much, but on American Ifa, you can't tell, I mean, based on the content, if you know how I would post and how my god sister would post, you would know who's posting and who's not posting, you know, who made the post. But there's only one icon for either of us when we're posting, and it just says American Ifa, and then you will see the American Ifa icon pop up, but then you see the post, okay? You know, in some, as myself, I can't post on American Ifa page. I'm being blocked. None of my posts go there, but I can post on American Ifa page as one of the admins of American Ifa, right? So it's a complicated thing, and I'm not quite sure how I'm going to resolve it, but, you know, it doesn't seem that there's any kind of communication going on. I've reached out, but I haven't gotten any response back. So I don't know how that's going to work, okay? And basically, for instance, like the discrimination started during the pandemic when I was told things like, oh, there's a group of Iyanifas on, you know, having a group together and doing things together, and they don't want you in the group. And I'm like, well, nobody invited me, so, you know, I don't care. You know what I mean? If they don't want me in the group, you know. And I'm like, though, like, why? Because I'm not vaccinated? Well, it's a vaccinated group or something? You know, because that's the reason I believe. And if I'm wrong, maybe, you know, my God sister needs to correct me that our relationship ended over the vaccine, over whether or not I was vaccinated. That's all I can say. Even though many of us work, you know, separate from each other, you know, separated from each other. Many of us work separated from each other. And, okay, hi, everybody on Facebook. All right. I love you all very much. Thank you very much, Anjanae. Thank you so much. All right. O'Neill, thank you. Yes, you know, so the thing about it is, right, that when these things happen, when the discrimination happens, a lot of people took it so serious, man. Like, damn, if you don't vaccinate, don't even. I don't want to see you. I don't want to work with you. I don't care if it's over the damn phone. I don't want to talk to you. I'm having a ceremony. Definitely, you have to show me your vaccination paper. I mean, I heard all kinds of things was going on with people. But let me give you a little heads up on some of the discriminatory attitudes, right, against unvaccinated people during the pandemic, okay? And this is a occasion by the Nature, that's the name of the publication, and so we're going to read a little bit about this, right? And they did a whole study, you know, they got their abstract and all the stuff that went on. Oh, my God. Stereotypes and exclusionary attitudes, yeah. They have family exclusions from family in 21 countries, cultural and exclusionary attitudes, anti-pathy across 6 countries, and restrictions of rights in the USA. Yeah, you see, all of these things went down, for instance. So they got a sizable group of unvaccinated people, okay, this during the COVID pandemic. And it says, during the COVID pandemic, sizable groups of unvaccinated people persist even in countries with high vaccine access. That means that even though it had high people, the people, like, you know, like Puerto Rico, I heard they reached what is called herd immunity, and some other islands like Barbados, they had herd immunity, you know, but still, you know, when we talk Antigua and Barbuda, so Barbuda And talking about Buda, I mean, you had people like, oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to be vaccinated. I don't want to be vaccinated. Okay? So it says all of these people now that were unvaccinated, even though they had a sizable amount of people vaccinated, as a consequence, vaccination became a controversial subject of debate and even protest. Okay? I know some people in Antigua, they got to the streets, no mask, no nothing, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? They ain't catch COVID one day, they ain't dead yet. Okay? All right? So here now, so here we assess whether people express discriminatory attitudes in the form of negative affectivity, stereotypes, and exclusionary attitudes in family and political settings across groups defined by COVID-19 vaccination status. We quantify discriminatory attitudes between vaccinated and unvaccinated citizens in 21 countries. This is what the study did. Covering a diverse set of cultures across the world, diverse set of cultures, different cultures, across three conjoint experimental studies with 15,233 participants, right? We demonstrate that vaccinated people express discriminatory attitudes towards unvaccinated individuals at a level as high as discriminatory attitudes that are commonly aimed at immigrants and minority populations. So you know they were pouring it on. Okay? It kind of like when I talk to my Christian friends and they cut me off because they don't like to hear me expressing, like, you know, how good Ifa and Orisha are to me and how I love my ancestors. You know, they like, oh, my God. I got to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing. By contrast, there's an absence of evidence. Listen, an absence of evidence. Right? That unvaccinated individuals display discriminatory attitudes towards vaccinated people. Okay? You see that? Except for the presence of negative affectivity in Germany and the USA. We find evidence in support of discriminatory attitudes against unvaccinated individuals in all countries except for Hungary and Romania, and find that discriminatory attitudes are more strongly expressed in cultures with stronger cooperative norms. Like here, you know, this way, you know, it's all about discrimination on every level. You know, the have-nots, skin color, you know, whatever that is, you know, the race and all of this, right? Previous, like I put up a post on my page. I hope you guys saw it, right? Love has no race, okay? Why can't we be raceless people? Okay? I am surely not black, okay? Okay? And what is black and what is white? Have you seen any white people? They're actually pink people, okay? And if you look at the definition, they're turned backwards. You know, black means pale. Anyway, previous research, I'm continuing this article here. Previous research on the psychology of cooperation has shown that individuals react negatively against perceived free riders. So that's what they call the people who are unvaccinated. They call us free riders, including in the domain of vaccinations, right? So consistent with this, we find that contributors to the public good of epidemic control, that is vaccinated individual, quote unquote, reacted with discriminatory attitudes towards perceived free riders. That is unvaccinated individuals. That's who free riders are, okay? national leaders and vaccinated members of the public appeal to moral obligations to increase COVID-19 vaccine uptake, but our findings suggest that discriminatory attitudes, including support for the removal of fundamental rights, simultaneously emerged. Yeah, I mean, they you know, you can't catch a friggin' plane to go to your job. You got a big contract, and you need to just go there and sign your contract. And they're telling you, you can't get on the effing plane. You can't get on the plane. Okay? You can't fly. Okay? Forget how they had that cruise ship of people on lockdown in the port out in the sea because the whole damn crew, everybody caught, everybody had COVID on the damn ship. Okay? All of that. You know? And they wouldn't let the people off who didn't have it. They kept everybody on it. Okay? Anyway, weeks. Oh, my God. Anyway, you know, some people, they had no job when they came off of that cruise. Okay? But the minute, and we have now out in the open, people, if you seek, you will find information where they have blatantly admitted they did not know what's going to happen when they give people these vaccines. They don't know what the side effects are going to be, but still they let it through. And, you know, we couldn't even believe the numbers because everything was hush-hush, you know, about the amount of people that died and everything. And you wouldn't believe it. You'd be like, oh, my God. You know how many people during it, within my own vocation of doing spiritual readings and everything, do you know how many people have told me they lost somebody close to them? Okay, I'm just one little single person amongst billions of people, you know? But a lot of people lost their loved ones during and now after. Because what's happening, okay, I need to get some water. What's happening is, I don't know why I don't have my water next to me now. What's happening is that the effects are now showing themselves, okay? What I've been hearing from people that come to me with complaints is that if they had pre-existing illnesses, right, it just ramp it up. They're like, they supercharge since the vaccines, the people that took the vaccines. Illnesses have gone in warp speed drive, like, okay, you know, you have heart problems, okay, boom, heart attack, bam, you're dead. Okay? You have circulatory problems, boom, you were able to walk, but now you're actually getting ready to be crippled. Yeah, and all of these things are happening. And guess what? I know deep down inside of me, a lot of people are hiding what's going on with them because now they're like, oh, my God, you know, because they took the vaccine and they're having reactions and they're not saying because they don't want people to know that they made a mistake. Okay, in taking the vaccine. Hear the people that are saying that? Say, sizable groups of people in several countries across the world continued to refuse to get vaccinated. Woo! Kudos to all the unvaccinated people. Okay? Even in regions in which vaccines were widely available. Yeah. At the same time, many countries continue to use intervention to control infection spread, resulting in feelings of pandemic fatigue, warning support waning support for restrictions and dwindling trust in authorities. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, you know, you take away people's actual life, livelihood even. They're going through something that, you know, is said to potentially be able, where they're seeing people, they're hearing people, they're dropping like flies and whatnot. And, okay, and at the same time, they worried like, oh, my God, how am I going to feed my family if I don't have a job? How am I going to keep a roof over my head? Oh, my God. I mean, we got to look up those statistics, okay? And be careful, because they lie in the media so much. They lie. They lie. Feels it, knows it. When people are able to say, this has happened to them, that has happened to them, and then when they go to the doctor and they put down, oh, you're good. I see them do it all the time. You go and tell them you have an ache and pain, they tell you no, they put in the notes, no, you're fine. Because when you get that printout, you need to read it. Okay, you tell them you're suffering with something, they tell you no. They write it in the file. No, you're not suffering from that. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, people. And you were wondering, like, did they make a mistake or they intentionally did that? So, against this backdrop of COVID-vaccinated people and unvaccinated people, public debates around COVID-19 has been heated. And we know it. We know it. Okay? You know, a lot of disclosure has been happening. And, you know, people like to scream, conspiracy theory. What? Are you blind? Are you dumb? You know? Can't you pick truth out of nonsense? Can you see lies that are made up? Can you see lies that become this? And the minute you start to say anything that is real and actual and factual to you, Facebook was fact check. Like, we should listen to the people that are poisoning us. We should listen to the people that are killing us and not even sure. They're giving us something. And even today, people, do you know their vaccine commercials on TV? Like, it's another drug, you know. Oh, get your Pfizer drug today. Get your Pfizer vaccination today. Yeah, ask your doctors. Pfizer vaccine is good for you. What? With all this information out there, you gonna ask your doctor if it's good for you? Oh, you haven't seen enough of the falling out of the people, like people who died immediately, people who suffered spasms and, you know, got crippled right away. People who had heart attacks. People, you know, and a lot of people do videos. Thank God for technology. Because people will show you the video, but no, you're going to listen to something. Oh, the writing says that, oh, this didn't happen. This didn't happen. It's only now they're starting to really. Otherwise, you think I could have been doing this show, especially live on Facebook, people would tell me no. If I mention vaccines, people would say no and put me in Facebook jail. Okay? I couldn't speak on this before. Every time I spoke about it, they would take it off or fact check and whatever. You see what I mean? So now it's saying here in the article, it's individuals who comply with the advice of health authorities, morally condemned, unvaccinated individuals for violating a social contract in the midst of a crisis. You see, that's the part right there. Okay? So I'm supposed to uphold the moral and let them inject foreign substance into my body that is sacred to me. That Ifa teaches is your sacred vessel. And I, you know, it's bad enough you have to eat the mucky tampered food that they're putting out, the tampered water, the tampered air, but now you got to actually speed it up and speed up your own mortality with things that you're putting in your body. Okay, so if you were living, you're supposed to live to 75, 85, 95, you die at 40-something. Okay, that's not me. I'm past that. But, yeah, a lot of young people are dying. Okay? So those people who refuse the vaccine, right, those people who refuse the vaccine report that they feel discriminated against, and they're right. You have to feel discriminated against. I mean, I got kicked out of American IFA. Something that I put my heart, my soul, my energy, my conviction is something that I believe in, right? Furthermore, vaccination status is consistently aligned with other political opinions, such as trust in science and authorities, and in the case of the USA, partisanship. Okay. So the prejudice is still there, okay? Whether we want to accept it or not. And, you know, in let me just speak in defense of the quote-unquote vaccinated people. While the vaccinated people are discriminating against the unvaccinated people, the unvaccinated people don't really want to be around you all either. So y'all can feel mutual, okay? The unvaccinated people don't want to mix with you. They're about whether if you sleep with a vaccinated person, if you have conjugal relationships with a vaccinated person, how is it going to affect you? Okay? And there's a lot of information out there on that, buddy. Okay? And I ain't talking about what the CDC write and all these doctored up studies. You know, there's so much of that. Doctored up studies and people that talk the real truth. They're being, they wacko, they crazy, they conspiracy theorists, they this, they that. But they're not going to tell you. They don't know when people say that, oh, they're getting, okay, you know they talk about the spike protein, right? Okay? People, you're listening to True Talks with Ofe, and we're talking about relationships after the COVID vaccines, okay? How are the relationships going and whether or not we're... Oh, there's a video on you. I will check it out, Angene. I will check it out. Yeah, you know, because people are not seeing where, you know, people are just like, oh, I'm not vaccinated. I mean, I'm vaccinated. And they don't want to even talk to you Okay? I mean, imagine how COVID had us, okay? COVID had us so messed up in the mind. So messed up that we were afraid of each other. And, you know, we're like, oh, my God, you're not vaccinated? Ah, don't come near me. And in actuality, it's the other way around. You know, the unvaccinated people are wondering, like, hey, you know, so now if you're dating, please have your, one of the questions you ask, are you vaccinated with COVID? Did you take the COVID vaccine? Yes or no? And we hope we have truthful disclosure, okay? Okay? That's another thing. You know, during the COVID, you couldn't tell who was vaccinated. One or two people talking about, oh, I'm vaccinated, put up their vaccination icon and everything, you know. And I'm like, you know, you vaccinated? Good to know. Okay. So when I put up my non-vax test, when I did the non-vax test and put the video on my YouTube channel, I was questioned, what the hell am I doing? I'm like, how do you mean what I'm doing? I'm showing that I'm not vaccinated. Just like how the people, that, you know, they put up their non, you know, I need a non-vax sticker. Anybody can create one. Non-vaccinated and proud. I need one. You know, this is what's going on. Okay? This is what's going on. You see? So, people, this is something serious, you know. This is something serious. And I want you all to know because, you know, things that can plus, you know, I have a few videos on my page about people who are, imagine, what's that drug that the people that have lupus take? This is one of the drugs that they were prohibiting, even the people that had lupus for their regular illness, they had it on lockdown. No, you couldn't get it. Hydrochloroquine or something or the other, right? And you couldn't get it, okay? But that's one of the things they said would have combated the COVID virus, right? Right? Okay? But they stopped people from getting it, over, you know, going, getting a prescription even. Oh, my God. Boy, they had this thing planned out, okay? All of that took place, you know. Block Talk people, you're listening to True Talks with Ofe, and, you know, we got it live going on Facebook as well. And, you know, I just know that people need to open their eyes. People need to be more compassionate. Even, you know, some people are that got vaccinated, they're saying, man, they're sorry they got vaccinated, and they're doing everything to, like, get whatever is inside of them outside of them, you know, like some, like a vaccination purge or something. I don't know what they can do, but there are many things. Every time I see somebody put up something that is worth investigating, at least I share it, right? Okay? So here now. What happens when one partner is vaccinated and the other isn't? Oh, boy. What happens? All right. Okay. Okay. My people on WhatsApp is listening too. I give thanks to you people here. Thank you very much for listening. Okay, so we're talking about relationships after COVID vaccines, right? And so Vogue, fashion, beauty, culture, runway shopping. It says that more and more people are receiving COVID-19 vaccines these days. Okay. Are you listening? Which days are this? Okay, this is an old article. So this is old. Okay, Vogue, what you got to say for now? Huh? You're old. Okay. So that's not true. You know, because they're advertising crazy for the COVID vaccine. But because of the volume of information that's out there that is questionable about the vaccine, a lot of people, I mean, they're doing everything. They're telling the doctors to give it to you. They're saying if the flu shot is the COVID vaccine too. I mean, what are the elderly people to do, the senior citizens like myself? I don't take a flu shot anyway, you know. And I count myself very lucky because
I've had asthma from the time I was a little girl, okay? From the time I was an infant, a small child, you know? And, you know, that's what they said, that COVID was like a respiratory illness, okay? I mean, and who got rubbed down remedies is me. I got rubbed down remedies. I got shilling oil. I have Contiki oil. I have Canadian healing oil. And I don't care if I have to swallow them, you know, even though it said do not swallow, I swallow them and they do what they're supposed to do. They run through that body like, okay, and lick out whatever, clear up whatever. I got my Congo root, you know, okay. I got all of these things that I use. You know, if I even feel like I'm getting stuffy or anything, I follow my taboos of not getting wet from the rain. Because that will do it, you know. So I do all of these things. And, yeah, you could imagine. Oh, my God. You could imagine. Okay. So let me see. Can vaccinated people, this is the one I wanted to talk about. Can vaccinated people shed spike proteins and harm the unvaccinated? Okay. I wish somebody would call in. My brother in New York, Baba Shango, I wish you would call in and shed some light on this. Call in the show Block Talk. Is the number is 569-320. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me tell you right off the bat. Your call in number is, 563-999-3067. So you can call in and you can raise your hand, press 1. To speak, to ask a question, and I would cue you in, okay? Just raise your hand, press 1, all right? So the question is vaccinated people, right? Okay, I'm having some people doing some responses here on my phone, too. Okay, so can vaccinated people shed spike proteins and harm the unvaccinated? Somebody threw that out there and Kuara, right? And here answered a former research specialist at Feingold Association of the United States. From 1987 to 2018, and she said, assuming that COVID vaccine shedding is real, okay, what happens if an unvaccinated gets the shedded proteins in their system? That's a question. And her comment was, the COVID vaccines don't use live or even dead virus. Girlfriend, were you there when they were putting the viruses and whatever inside of the damn vaccine? Were you there? Were you part of the okay? The damn scientists in there were in there putting it together. So half of them didn't even know what the F they were putting in the thing, okay? Anyway, that's what she says. And they are only using a spike protein, one of about 29 such proteins on the surface of the virus, which the immune system is intended to learn to recognize and attack. Okay, see? Or rather, the immune system attacks the actual cell, making the proteins. Your own cell is the beginning, and hopefully the real virus should it make an appearance later. So you are not going to shed virus like the live virus vaccine, such as chickenpox do. These people even admit they don't even know what the hell the damn side effects are. Fauci and them, they don't, they admit it, but okay, but she wrote this, right? Anyway, so she is saying too, there is, however, some suspicion that some people, mainly women, are affected by having taken close care of someone recently vaccinated. They have been reported to be complaining of irregular, painful, long, and or even very heavy periods, menstrual cycles. And in some cases, women past menopause have begun having periods again. Now, guess what? Right after the pandemic, you know, I started going back to the doctor, you know, get my checkups, making sure everything is working well. You know, I went back, I went to the doctors, I started going to the doctors again. And I noticed just by being around in the damn hospital, you know, I'm way past menopause. Okay? I started bleeding. You guess how it ended? When I stopped going there. That's when it went away. I started seeing my period again, getting cramps and stuff that I never happened to me. Okay, and I'm going to them to find out, well, why am I having a period? They talk about, oh, that's something, the last of the menopause. I said, what last of what menopause? What are you talking about? Been there, done that. Why is the period back? Like it's a regular period. You know? And I noticed that was the issue. I did my own theorizing, like, okay, let me see if I stop going around where I know, because all the people, the doctor, everybody in the hospital work, they're vaccinated. I don't let you work if you're not vaccinated. Unless, you know, I mean, especially if you're working with people, you know, the receptionists, the nurses, the aides, all of these. I don't even know if the person that's cleaning the bathroom and cleaning up the rooms, if they have to be vaccinated too, because they have to go in, you know, be in with the patient, right? Okay. So she says they have been reported to be complaining of these irregular periods. Okay. Now this is a recognized. You hear this? A recognized side effect of the vaccine itself. Now, this is a recognized side effect of the vaccine itself. But its appearance in people who are not themselves vaccinated, but only in close contact with the vaccinated person seems to mean there is some sort of shedding. What is shed? However, is not yet known. So there's a suspicion, and the post says, that some people make the spike protein so capriciously, like copy it, you know, it's like repeatedly, that they enter the sweat glands, right, can be excreted in sweat, thus getting aerosolized, okay, like aerosol, like, you know, wiped on the skin, just like body odor, right? It goes up in the air and you breathe it in. If this happens, the aerosolized particles would be inhaled by the caretaking lady, and theoretically, this could cause the problem. You see? So, okay, girlfriend, I hear you. So you present in both sides of the coin, okay? Two questions remain, of course. Is this happening for real? Because apparently they don't want to take it, you know, they don't want to study it. They, you know, it hasn't been studied. If it is happening, is the lady now vaccinated as well? Okay, meaning, you know, did it just by being around the other people. vaccinated, you know? Did they vaccinate you without you taking the vaccination? Anyway, doctors and researchers don't yet know the answer to either of those questions. Imagine. Anybody got any answers? You know, you can raise your hand and say something. Say something. Say something, okay? Raise your hand and say something. Okay? So, you know, some people, you know, when they go answer a question, they just go and they find a bunch of made-up facts and then they present that to you. They don't ever listen to the face. You know, when you go to the doctor, you know, when you go to the doctor, you tell the doctor, oh, this is hurting me. And the doctor will tell you, no, that's not hurting you. Let me prescribe something for you. You know, real drug pushing going on in these with these doctors these days. Everything is a drug pushing. I mean, everything. And they tell people, oh, take, oh, my God, you know, take a Pfizer vaccine. And you can suffer from heart attack, stroke, paralysis. But ask the doctor if the Pfizer vaccine is good for you. Right? That's what they do, just like that. And you'll be going, doc, this vaccine, you know, I could die, you know, from a heart attack, a stroke. I could even be paralyzed, you know. But you think I could take the vaccines? That's the same thing people would do with drugs when they perform the drugs. You know, I'm not a drug person. I like natural medicine. I'm sorry. I like natural medicine. Okay. I'm one of those people like, I'm like, no, you're not going to stick nothing up my behind to find out if I'm sick. Okay? No, 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 no. Okay? If you ain't got no herbal medicine to give me, okay, fine. You have to press 1. You should press 1 so I can know that you are, that your hand is raised, right? I'm sorry. I would love to hear your question. Okay, somebody in Block Talk said they were holding on. Oh, boy, you know, I'm going between. 111. Oh, there you go. All right, somebody got their hand raised on True Talks with Ofe. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, my dear. How are you? You know, this brother Mike, you know, everything you say about the COVID vaccine is absolutely truth. And, you know, COVID, when it came, I mean, we had the different shows at BTR, and we did really said this COVID is just for the lockdown purposes. Is a psychological warfare going on, and it was for to control the masses to see how they can do it, how far people go to put the shots and things that really many people, when they put, just collapsed and died. I know my relatives in the part of Canada, I mean, they put every year a new COVID shot. So they're on the fourth or fifth shot, I think. And their condition is so low. I mean, they have a cancer of throat, cancer of, you know, lymph node. They have had, I mean, whatever they keep doing, I have told them, stop this crap. You know, don't put any vaccine. Don't put RSV vaccine either. Don't put any of the blend. Let your body fight, but it's too late. And already their body damaged with the massive cancer. Everywhere they fix something, somewhere else cancer comes. So basically to be dead is better than to be alive. And especially in Canada, in Ontario, they have, the, you know, take hand and you can agree to give you a special shot and you die. So basically they can kill you in Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in Ontario. Ontario, the law passed like around the time of COVID. So basically
let me reiterate what you just said. So the audience can understand what you said. In Ontario, Canada, if you're extremely sick, you can get a shot to kill you, to let you die, right? That's what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
That's affirmative. And my mother was, because we were not here, you know, they're in Canada, and we are in far away. So they told me, it seems they did the same thing to my mom, because my mom is suffering from pain, anguish, and a lot of side effects of the COVID, and they had to put the COVID in order for them to put them into long-term care. So this Prime Minister, I forgot right now his name, of Canada, really sucks, because he created the mass killing machine for Canadians, and then their health care sucks too. So in order,
if you want
to go emergency, if you want to call ambulance ask you 2 hours question, why you want to come to ER, what you want to come ER, if you fell down, I mean, whatever situation is, they send like after 2 hours, why them you have, I mean, is a horrifying.
Oh my goodness.
Medicare. You think that their Medicare is very good? It sucks in Canada. And I hope more Canadians come online right now and talk about it, because it takes a long time to get ambulance. And ambulance take it there and they drop the patient into the floor. They don't have any beds don't have any nurses or anything to supervise, you know, this is emergency, you know? And so, yeah, Canada is crazy.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I think it will come to America too the same way, because they're identical, very identical to each other in form of government, in form of whatever approves here. They approve it. Whatever approves there, it approves in
USA.
Because
people here have a misconception about Canada health care, because everybody's, oh, yeah, yeah, move to Canada, you get free health care and all of this type of thing.
No. It's not like
that.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's why. First of all, my dear, what is your name? I forgot.
My name is Melba Farrell, and my show is True Talk with Ofeo Faye.
Okay, True Talk. Yes,
Melba.
Like
Melba.
Yes, my dear Melba. Mm-hmm. Melba. Yes. It's very good name, beautiful name. But, you know, Melba, you know what is happening? People who are immigrating to Canada, they bring with themselves Dilaudid, morphine. They bring with themselves series of the pain medication, because they know if they need it, there is no help in Canada, especially in emergency.
Oh, wow.
They say, everybody.
Wow, I got to investigate Canada. Them. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, in Canada, it's like that. When you go, you bring it, you say, well, this is my medications I'm using, and they pass it through. But the question is, they know people who immigrants or even go see their relatives for a couple of months or short time or longer time, they have everything handy for themselves, because they know it will be hell of time to go to Canadian anywhere. Urgent cares, oh my gosh, 20 hours away. I mean, everything is a highway, because lots of doctor graduates from there. And all of them, they come to United States or go to Europe or Australia because of higher pay. And nobody stays because their systems, you know, they don't pay that much to the doctors. So the doctors say, screw it, why should I stay in Canada? And that's where they have shortage of nurses, shortage of doctors. And personally, I know as well, during the COVID, there were more than 100 doctors died in Eastern Canada. There was
100 doctors died?
Yes, during COVID.
Oh,
they were from Iran. They were from Iran. And right now, offhand, I forgot their names. But next time, I can for sure tell you. But if you just say, because they give them approval. Say, well, we have this place in Eastern Washington. They have like one MRI for the whole area. And these doctors work hard. They have no, I mean, they can, suppose they are off, right? But still they call them. They say, oh, patient is this, patient is that. What the hell you want us to do? And they had to do, I mean, or they never sleep for lack of sleep. And plus they put all the charts.
Oh, my goodness.
And all these doctors, 100 died from Iran, from Africa, doctors from majority of them from all over the world because they wanted to go to Canada for some reason. And basically, you know, they died as a result of super stress. So I ask you, all the people, please, if they offer you a job in Canada, don't even go because they are, you're supposed not to work 40 hours. You work probably 80 hours a week.
If they offer a job in Canada, please don't go, especially in the healthcare. I mean, because now, I mean, they had projected from years ago that by 2030, the most occupation they would have would be in healthcare, would be the number one occupation because there would be more people dying, more people sick. And at the rate we're going with the effects that they're now discovering, the side effects of these vaccines over time, nobody know because nothing was tested properly. It was a rush thing, and like you say, it was just a plan to get people's money who benefited off of all these people being sick, who was able to disrupt the whole world with this pandemic, and you know the way how you know so many people was killed by just the way they handled it. You know, they died, you know, when they weren't really supposed to die, and they died. So now you're seeing side effects like heart attacks, premature heart attacks, premature paralysis, premature everything that if you had a little illness is now exaggerated into a big problem for you. Like my friend that, she had her feet are kind of like turned. So she walks with a cane, but now it's excruciating pain she endures since taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Absolutely.
And she's like, you know, she's going to be crippled in a hot second. She's already in a wheelchair and everything. And like the lady's like, oh, my God, I can't even walk barely now.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yes, you know, so it's so sad. That, you know, and I'm just urging people to, like, you know, take heart, you know, take heart and know that, you know, it ain't over till it's over, okay? And whatever you can do to better your situation, then you do it. Whatever you can do to better your situation. And for a lot of people, like I said, I give kudos to the people that did not take the vaccine because now we're like the heartstring of finding out, like pushing for resolve, finding out like what really happened, like what did you all do to us? Why did so many people die? And all of this type of thing. And it's just, you know, it was uncalled for. You see?
Okay. Yes,
Melonova. Now what?
Yes, Melonova, my dear.
Now what? Mm?
Yes, you know, what has happened, you know, this, right now disease X is coming. I mean, Alaska pox has arrived in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and also mm-hmm. in Alaska. So many things, we are going to go to another new lockdown is coming. It's pending to be locked down for the World War III scenario. Because right now, from Poland to NATO, I mean, you see American soldiers, NATO soldiers, all masked up in the against Russia, and Russia as well, too. So, I mean, we can see that Iran is already tested that a big missile attack against Israel for their F-35 hangars. So everybody are doing their, you know, North Korea as well, too, and China.
Yeah, but who is making these crazy decisions? Who is making these crazy decisions? Is it all about money? I mean, does the government have no say? Because I understand that it's when they start penalizing people about the vaccines that wasn't taken, like the people who didn't, you know, the amount of vaccines that were made, but then nobody took them, and that somebody's responsible for the payment, you know, and they're pointing fingers even at Canada for that. Did you know that?
Because the question is, because we have, you know, the head in the world, they don't want to come and get along with each other. And, you know, they always want something, you know, this planet is not the same planet was before COVID. This planet, I mean, is keep coming, bringing different diseases to shut down and to, you know, economic, commerce, everything will be shut down. And, you know, they are creating massive wars around the globe, so there is no turning back. Once they push the bottom.
Wow, that's a very bad scenario.
Right.
It sounds like a movie. Oh, my God.
Right. There is nothing turn back. They have to go in, and guess what? Themselves, they have bunkers, and we, the people of Canada, we, the people of the United States, you can be ready as much as whatever you want. But once you don't have the bunker, c'est la vie, everybody. So you see,
I see. Well, like I say, you know, live good until, you know, the time that you're not living, because as good as you possibly can, live as good as you possibly can, you know, be well with people. So even when you leave, you wouldn't be leaving in fear. You wouldn't be leaving with a broken heart. You wouldn't be leaving with worries and all of these things. You got to just live your life good, because if these things cannot be stopped, and they're inevitable, a lot of leaders talk about these things. You know, even people predict these things, you know. And, you know, when you got to pay attention when you see a prediction, somebody make a prediction and it comes true. You'd be like, so-and-so said it. Just like when people keep screaming and telling them there's an agenda. There's an agenda to depopulate the world, and people talk about, oh, that's just conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. But look at the rate that people are dying. Look at the rate, and they just keep doing things to make more debt. Every time war comes, many people die, and other people get rich. You know, that's it. Many people die, and other people get rich. You know, a few people get rich because of war. War brings money, and that's all that is about. And I don't know what these crazy people are going to do, if they're going to blast off and go someplace else to live, when they finish destroying the whole damn earth. So you watch the Oppenheimer video that's out about the bomb?
I wasn't lucky enough yet, but pretty much I know the story. And so kind of because movies, theaters, and everything is just right now, it's not a good place to go to because everybody, you know, the best is to go to matinee, to the very first or at the most the second one. And the rest, really, because of more people come watch on the third and fourth, which is evening time, you don't want to be in the cinemas anymore because of,
I hear you. I understand you. And I hear you very well. Well, I appreciate all your comments. And you are invited to check back next Sunday. You know, we have all kind of interest topics we talk about. But this one, you know, it deserves another, a part two because, you know, a lot of people still, they're not facing the facts. They're not facing the reality. They're denying everything. They're acting like, oh, what just happened to them was a dream, and they just waking up and they can go back to their normal lives. But nothing is normal anymore.
No, nothing is normal.
There's no normal.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You know,
if you like, we can go a little bit over time. I don't know if you have over time, but we can go a little bit, 10, 15 minutes. I think you can get over time. But regardless, yeah, absolutely you're right. And those doctors, I believe they were in Newfoundland, New Eastern, very bad area. It's so snowy, so, icy. So Canadian government say, hey, I recognize your documents. I recognize you as a doctor. Just come and go work over there. And it was the stress. And plus, they put the COVID at that time, during COVID. It was 2019 to 2023. So those times, they died. Many of Iranian, doctors
God.
From Libya Lebanon, Israel doctors, where they went there to practice in Canada, they were dying. So because you know they never they signed some piece of paper, but they never. Thought that they are going to instead of 40 hours a week is 80 hours a week or 90 hours a week. So when by next time I will give you a few websites to look at it.
I looked up doctors who died in Canada during COVID. The top post says no evidence that 80 Canadian doctors died from COVID.
Right.
That's what they
but
had.
It is.
You see what I mean?
Yes, but it is, we know, because I can even hook you up to the lady, her sister, that she has a YouTube, and you can bring her to your station and talk to her. I mean, she has a video too, her sister, and I forgot their names right now, but I will find it. Bottom line is, I ask you also to go to Canadian Prepper and NY Prepper. These are the good source of the news from every angle. They cover it. And then you can, of course, let me know what would be next week. So I can.
Okay.
So
okay.
We can check it out.
So, that's right. So. You can leave a comment in the inbox. Can you do that? Can you leave a comment?
I don't know. I have to sign in. And but I will try to be here next week, and then from there we can have.
Well,
if you can
episode,
make it a little bit even 2 hours, slowly would be great because we have to cover
a lot
of angles.
I appreciate that. So this show is always, all the shows are recorded. So I'm going to, my personal number is 786-325-5239. So if you listen near, maybe 20 minutes near the end of the show, you would get the number so you can call me and we can talk one-on-one. We can talk one-on-one so I can get whatever contact I'm supposed to get from you and all of these things so I can contact who I need to contact. Because this, you know, so, yeah, because, you see, not enough people are speaking out. You know, people are like, it's over. Let's just forget it. Let's just get on with life. I mean, and it's not over. It's not over. And people are saying that it's going to, you know, something else is coming. And a lot of people are like, you know, whatever. But the people who are telling you, listen, prepare yourself because something else is coming. And, you know, when you hear people talking like that, you got to listen. You know, you got to be like, oh, my God, they even, did you see the show, the movie? It's a series that I think Michelle and Barack Obama produced. And it's about the end of, it's about like a pandemic, like the end of, you know, like there's nowhere to run. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the best thing is don't put any RSV shot. Don't put a flu shot. Don't put all this crap in your system because this is going cause thousands of diseases that you never witnessed. Then you are going to witness. And plus, the highly likely is, you know, you can die. Many of the people, we have it on the YouTube, just as they put, they passed out. That's it. End of the line.
Oh, my God.
Or many times people put it and they come and talk about it. Oh, it was a different state in the United States. The lady, she talked, and then while she was talking about the COVID, she finished. Bye-bye. So you can see, he's alive, action. So you cannot deny that. You cannot say AI made it or Melanova made it or me made it.
Buddy, guess what? Guess what I just found on some information provided by Oxford University Press. I Googled physicians who died during the coronavirus, right? And the coronavirus disease. So there's an article here, and it's by PubMed, right? National Library of Medicine. I'm on their page, and it says, we found 278 physicians who died with coronavirus infection. But complete details were missing.
Which state?
But,
is it USA or Canada?
I'm not seeing where. It just in general. I don't know. I have to actually go through the whole study to see if they break down like where they came from and, you know, by age or something. And then let me see. Yeah. They have their specialties, what they specialized in, and how many of them, like general practitioners in emergency rooms, it was 107 of them that died.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
Those
we know already
100
in Eastern Washington. Eastern Canada. Eastern Canada, this 100, close to 100 died. So you got another 278, but probably people can find individual countries by the countries.
Uh-huh.
And then if we total it up, it will be thousands plus.
Oh, my God. But I can imagine, you know, how overwhelming it would have been for a doctor to have multiple people coming in, being exposed to them by being in their presence, you know, and plus being overworked. I could imagine, you know, them falling off and, you know, dying from exhaustion and all of this type of thing. I could imagine. you know, catching the disease and everything, and you know, catching the virus. Oh my goodness. So there are a few references on this article. So I'm going to save this one because this one will probably lead to some others that are telling what really happened. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. One of the doctors was from Iran, Reza. Dr. Reza, I think, died while he was in his home swimming, and he had a heart attack and died. So,
my goodness.
Repeat again, please.
I said, oh my goodness. The thing is, with my visits to the hospital since COVID, like to visit the doctor, then I realized all of a sudden they started mm-hmm. back wearing masks in the hospital, and I'm like, why are you all wearing masks again? They say they are mandated to wear the masks because,
right.
you know, they're just being on alert. I'm like, what?
Because the new lockdown is coming, so it's a prelude to the new lockdown, whether it's disease X, Alaska Pox, whether it's bubonic plaque. Cases were seen in the United States, whether it's because, you know, so many illegal aliens, they come to the
mm-hmm.
United States, and as a result, they bring every S disease they have, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
what happens, you know,
mm-hmm.
then we American citizens and Canadian citizens ultimately we're going to suffer. But I don't know where you are right now, but it seems to me you
in
are
America.
In
America. Mm-hmm.
Oh, in America. Okay. But I thought I was going to say you are in Africa as well, too. You have some African accent, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll soon be in Africa somewhere.
So, ya Habibi, mashallah.
I can still do my show from there, you know, but it's,
right.
you know, as long as the network is still going, you know, information is still able to transmit, you know.
Yes. Suhali,
probably,
yeah, you know, Suhali.
That is my plan.
Yeah.
That's my plan very soon, for real. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, so bottom
yeah.
line is, I mean, we see in Africa, they have Ebola right now. There are different diseases that it was very, very low. It's coming back. I mean, but the bottom line is you should not, never, ever, even if tomorrow they come and say it's Ebola, entire world is in Ebola, you will die in 3 days. Okay. If you let your body fight with Ebola, you know, you use of colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is antimicrobe.
Yes.
It's ancient cleansing.
Yes,
and,
I've been hearing people talking about it all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make it in your house, too. You can make it in your house, just buy the instrument, and you can make it in your house with the gallons of distillate water, and you can make it, and it's beautiful. I mean, if you buy the gallon of, the colloidal silver, it costs probably $300. But why you
mm-hmm.
want to do that is you buy an instrument from Amazon, just try it, how to make colloidal silver, and it will show you a couple of the instruments you buy, and one, and then you buy the
yeah,
rod.
It got a couple people that I know that sell it, and there's some people online now that you know, they're herbalists and nurses and such, and they, I'm sure a couple of them know how to do it too. But yeah, that is great. You can learn because people are selling it too. You know, some of those people, I don't know if you've heard of Forbidden Knowledge, Billy Carson, and them.
Make a gallon of it and give it to my relatives, et cetera, as well, and including my home.
Okay.
If anything, I spray myself before I go out. And, you know, you can spray it on your tongue, and it's good. It's
wow.
antimicrobial.
Okay.
Yes, and then you can drink 1 ounce, I mean, very small teaspoon of it every day. It's for the health reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all documented. It's all documented in the web pages that it does tell you that. And it's against COVID. It is against many, many diseases. So basically, I mean, if we can do it naturally, but why do we need to put any, stupid vaccines that has a lot of, side effects?
That's right. And, I'm really, I don't even take a pill for a headache. I don't even do that.
Oh, you're good.
Okay? No, I don't. I realize that if I drink water and just lie down for a minute, it will go away. You know?
Right. So, people become their own doctors. You know, you see the sign and you see what you need to do. And you mm-hmm. try to fix it yourself. And there are so many remedies available. I mean, if you go to Prescription of Lies, YouTube mm-hmm. it or Google it or whatever search engine, DuckDuckGo, whichever you want. You go there and put Prescription of Lies and then read the information, what they say. You know, you go to the pharmacy. Oh, generic. Generic is good for you. Generic. No, generic never tested on the human beings. Generic is nice testing, because once you say, okay, give me the generic one, that's your test to see if this medicine works or not. And yet generic is not the same as brand. Brand is 100% formula. Generic is maybe 50% of the formula. So mm-hmm, that's why mm-hmm. many people, suppose they were in different, say, for example, Cymbalta, and when the doctor changed them to generic Cymbalta, and people had go back to their doctor, said, what the hell is this crap? And then they say, well, it's generic of it, but then they put them back on the brand name again. So yes. Doctors, unfortunately, are also dumb, like a pharmacist. They always say generic. Oh, we write to the generic. No. Brand is the best. If you are taking something, but like mm-hmm. you don't take anything, so you don't have to worry about it. But I want you to put something for Prescription of Lies. Yeah.
I will check it out. Everybody, go online and type in the Prescription of Life and see what comes up, buddy, because I'm eager to do it too, you know? Yeah, anything, you know, because, you know, I mean, and so a lot of us are up in age, you know. We still got a lot of baby boomers. They try to kill out the baby boomers now.
Right.
they're trying to kill out the baby boomers. Anybody up, like, you know, you were born in the 50s, 60s, 70s. They try to kill you all now. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And because the person who goes to check the in India, because they make the generic drugs and China, guess what? When they go there and they give them so much come here, for tonight, don't worry. I mean, these people have to write reports. So then also when they are in the hotel rooms, they were monitored and et cetera. They don't let them to do anything. But once they come here, then they have to write the report. Sometimes the report is incomplete because they forgot maybe to add something and et cetera. But what they learn is, when these people, they go, supervisors, go there to check things out, everything looks normal. But as soon as they go, everything is, they do anything they like to. That's why, you know, generic, if you have a PPO, pretty much everything's covered, but never go with Aetna. Aetna sucks. So always have a PPO from different other companies, or they take care of you much, much better.
May I ask your age, please?
My age? My sound, what do you think?
I don't know. You're in your 50s? How old are you?
Okay. Yeah, I am in 45.
You're 45?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're very young. Okay.
But, I mean,
But you're talking, everything you're talking, you know, you're firm about what you're speaking and you're making sense about what you're saying and you're giving very
because
good
I'm
material. So, you know,
I'm journalist like you. I'm journalist like you, Milnova.
Okay, all right. I did take up journalism in school, but that's as far as it went.
No.
Yeah.
Today everybody are journalists. Everybody is journalist. You know?
Yeah,
everybody
I like to investigate things. I like to ask questions. And I like to discuss things that I know that I am not the only one that's experiencing it. So any problem that we're having, everybody is having, a whole bunch of people are having the same problem as you and me right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more people share their info and spread awareness of what is going on, the more people will know what to do. Because look at all the good advice that you're giving and the things that you've been saying concerning how these people operate, especially over there in Canada. I mean, like, it's a big misconception because when you hear anybody talking about Canada, I'm moving to Canada because Canada have the best healthcare.
Canada sucks. Actually, more people from Canada coming to United States because people are sick and tired because, you know, they cannot have a great medical insurance or doctors. There is no way to find the doctors. I mean, imagine people with cancer after the COVID shot. No, these people are just don't have access to the healthcare.
And you wouldn't believe it because we're not living back in the day when, you know, there wasn't even an ambulance or, you know, you the doctor had to come to your house. We're not living in that time anymore. You know, so why aren't all the sophisticated instruments, mechanism and everything in place? Why? You see? And where is the money going? What is the money being spent on?
It's going to Ukraine. Canada sends the money to Ukraine and other places, and nothing for their own people. I mean, people are sitting tight over the Canada. I mean, it's pretty much in all major countries. It's similar, kind of. But, I mean, at least United States, you get much, much, much better health care. There's no question about it. But once in United States, when illegal alien gets better care than a U.S. citizen, then you are also wondering what's going on.
When all of that, you know, so many disparities going on, but then when you look around, the people don't see who the real culprits are. You know, they put the people against each other. Oh, the aliens getting everything. But at the same time, they're not realizing, well, these are people you vote for and everything that's doing this to you. That they're skipping over you. Your family's hungry. You need a job. You need housing. You need proper medical care. And these are people that you vote for. And then they're doing everything in the opposite way. They're giving it to, you know, it's like, the people who pull out the best silverware for the stranger that comes to their house, but they would never see their family offer that silverware. You know, that kind of way. It's just very backwards. But anyway, we're now winding down to the end of our program. I really appreciate you calling in and all you shared with me, and I hope I can get in contact with you again. Remember, I left my number at the, you know, nearing the end of our discussion. So about 20 minutes before the end, you can go back and listen to the recording and then, you know, you'll be able to contact me so I can talk to you again, okay?
I try my best, but the question is, we are very much far away. I have 13 hours ahead of you. I'm in Singapore right now. So that makes it a little bit difficult because of the different time zone. But if I see your show again, Melanova, for sure I will be calling.
So you're calling me from where? Where are you calling from?
Singapore.
Canada?
Singapore. Say no, no,
Singapore.
Not Canada.
Oh my goodness!
Yes,
all
yes,
the way to
yes,
Singapore.
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
Right, right, right.
Oh wow! So what time
yes,
is it for you there right now?
We are 13 hours ahead of you. So I.
Woo!
So, yeah.
Oh wow! That's really far. But I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you joining us, and I'm glad you joined. And you know, you're the first person from Singapore that I know have joined my show.
No,
that's
because
great.
You know, you find there lots of people commonality. I mean, your show, it covers everything, and so basically, you know, is. A lot of people think like you, you know, because
yes,
people are
yes,
wake
I
up.
I follow other people, too. I follow other people,
right.
And, you know, I listen to what they're saying, and a lot of them have helpful hints as well, where to go, all of these things. And, you know, I just would like to say to the general audience that, you know, we got to open our eyes and realize what's going on, and it's a fight for your life that you're in right now. You're in a fight for your very life, not even so much the quantity, because the quantity of life seems to be dwindling with all the things that is being done wrong, right? You know, from how we take care of ourselves, you know, our health system is the pieces, our social system
right.
is the pieces, our financial system is the pieces. Everybody know about that? Well, I can't say everybody, but you know, America is in so much debt, trillions of dollars, and it's rising every day. There's a debt clock for America, and there's no way that they're going to ever be able to pay. So if it comes on crashing down one day, don't be surprised, you know? Don't be surprised, you know? But what is the backup plan? That's the next story. What is the backup plan? So you guys
can
listen
right.
to two talks.
Can I say something before we close? You know, the thing what we discuss is not a medical, medical, but we want everybody to determine about it themselves. If you feel the vaccine makes you very good, please be our guest. Go ahead and use it, and we don't say no. But if you come to our conclusion like us, then we hope you, you know, to think the same way about the vaccine. And
that's
again,
right.
we don't say medical. We are not a medical personnel. We are not. We are just journalists, and we know the fact that what happened to many doctors around the globe, and not only that, to the people also. And so until next time, ya habibi, mashallah. Bye-bye.
Ya habibi, mashumba. Ashe, okay, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ashe.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, people. So, wow, that has been great. I hope you guys who missed it, you know, tell your friends who missed it. You can go back and listen to the recording, and you probably get, clearer explanations of what the gentleman was saying from Singapore. And, people all over the world, people vibe with you, you vibe with them. And that's all we're saying, you know, all this separation thing. Like our document said earlier, the discrimination against the people that are unvaccinated, even the unvaccinated people are trying to find ways to help the vaccinated people from having to succumb to so many illnesses because of the vaccines, okay? Because if the people who made these vaccines themselves don't know And this is, I mean, there's so much on YouTube and everything. Just put in vaccine disclosures, just put in anything related to the vaccine, and you're going to see many people talking about the disparities. Not so many people talking about how great the vaccines are, okay? Because now the people are suffering with the side effects, the unspecific side effects that they forgot to say that they didn't know what it would be. Now they're admitting that they, you know, there was, you know, all these side effects, okay? All these side effects because guess what? They don't know. It was a trial thing. It was an impromptu thing. It was not even studied properly. It was not tested properly. Nothing. But everybody was, well, not everybody, because thank God for the unvaccinated, headstrong people like myself, like the gentleman who was on, and many, many, many other people, according to the statistics, is saying that people, despite the reaching herd immunity, it still had groups of people in high numbers that refused to take the vaccine. I know in the island where I came from, in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, they did a lottery, a vaccine lottery, right? And they pay you, enter the lottery, and then somebody won the big prize, okay? But once they pay you, they expect you to go and take the vaccine. You see what I mean? So you got paid to go take the vaccine because the people, I mean, Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, it's like a hop and skip, like 20 minutes on an aircraft to go between places. And Puerto Rico was understood to reach herd immunity. That means almost all of the population got vaccinated, right? And then you go to St. Thomas where hardly anybody got vaccinated, and they were like, uh-uh, we ain't doing it, we ain't doing it, and we ain't doing it, right? So then they came up with this way to, you know, convince people to take it. Yeah, oh, let's just give them some money, you know, and whatever. I mean, it's just disgusting. And, you know, so the whole thing is, you know, I mean, and, oh, the people who took the boosters, oh, my God, forget it, forget it, forget it. You see? But people are right now suffering as a result, intimidation, all the things that went on for them to have to take the vaccine, you know, the lockdown, the mental health, everything breakdown, everything is broken down. You know, relationships are crushed, never to be repaired, never to be repaired. And this is the sad story. This is sad thing. Okay? So, you know, take care of yourself, people. And I don't know if I can get another expert I can get my friend from Singapore again to join us another time. And I know if he sees the topic pop up, he will probably join and see what's up. Okay, thank you for listening to True Talks with Ofe Ofe, and we're going to get some African percussion drums going on to take us out. Okay. All right, Facebook. That's it for our show today. Oh, my God, it was exciting. I hope this live got recorded, okay? And we can have it on so you all can listen to it again. If not, you can check the recording out on Block Talk Radio. All right? Thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Ashe.